RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
25 to 9. And Des Cahill has your sports news.
Morning, Anya. We're starting with the news of rugby. And an Irish law firm has confirmed to the Irish Examiner newspaper that it's currently handling a number of concussion cases on behalf of former Irish international players. Maguire McClafferty solicitors of Dublin say that further cases are coming forward on a regular basis, but the identities of the players will not be revealed unless and until proceedings are issued. They added it expected such proceedings will be opposed by the IRFU. The law firm said they will use the medical experts being used for the legal team representing England World Cup winner Steve Thompson and other players in the UK against the English and Welsh unions. Meanwhile, the Irish rugby team to place Italy in Saturday's Six Nations clash will be named at lunchtime today. France's game with Scotland in Paris will go ahead on Sunday as planned after the hosts reported no further positive COVID-19 tests for a second consecutive day yesterday. Now, in the Champions League last night, Manchester City's fantastic winning run continued. They moved closer to the last eight with a 2-0 win over Borussia Mönchengladbach. That makes it 19 wins in a row and they're the first English team to win 12 away matches in succession. Bernardo Silva and Gabriel Jesus got their goals. In last night's other tie, Real Madrid took a 1-0 first leg lead over Atalanta, the Italian side. A late goal from Ferland Mendy, but the Italians played most of the game with only 10 men. Tottenham are through to the last 16 of the Europa League. They had a 4-0 win over Wolfsburger of Austria, making it 8-1 on aggregate. The other Europa League ties are tonight. Mick McCarthy's Cardiff City have moved into the playoff positions in the Championship. Sixth win in a row for them. They had a 2-1 win at Bournemouth. Shane Long got the Bournemouth goal. News from athletics and the Madrid International meet yesterday evening, where Sarah Lavin clocked a lifetime best 8.13 seconds in the 60 metres hurdles. Nadia Power was third in the 800 metres, her time 2 minutes 1.55 seconds. Louise Shanahan was fifth. Andrew Coskren was fifth in the men's 1500. Leon Reid sixth in his heat of the 60 metres. There's a world record though in the men's 60 metres hurdles for America's Grant Holloway of 7.29 seconds, breaking the 26-year-old mark of Colin Jackson. In cycling, there was victory for Ireland's Sam Bennett on stage 4 of the Tour of UAE. Bennett is in 5th place overall. In boxing, a controversial defeat for Dubliner Kelly Harrington at the Strangia Multinations boxing event in Bulgaria. She lost a split decision verdict to a Russian opponent in the round of 16 stage. Bernard Dunn said she should have been given the verdict. As she left the ring, Kelly shouted to the judges they needed to get their eyes examined. In snooker, last weekend's Welsh Open winner Jordan Brown from Antrim was beaten 6-0 by John Higgins at the Players' Championship in Milton Keynes. Mark Selby beat Mark Williams 6-4. The racing world is mourning the passing of popular trainer Tom Foley, forever associated with the legendary jumper Donnelly. Known as the People's Champion, Donnelly was a massively popular horse in Ireland in the 90s. And just listen to the roar of the crowd here as Donnelly landed a massive gamble at Cheltenham in the 1994 Sun Alliance Novices Hurdle.
And so Tom Foley's dream has been realised, and the banker of the meeting, Donnelly, has won the Sun Alliance Novices Chase.
Yeah, he was a great horse for to draw the crowd like it, and people didn't realise. Thanks, really, that horse would go out and work, and he'd come back in, lie in the stable, and he'd roar with the pain of the leg that he hurt in Liverpool time.
Now, but he was some horse, wasn't he?
He was unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was a pity he got hurt because no one ever seen him at his best. I have no doubt but he'd win a Gold Cup in England if we'd be able to keep him sound and right. But look at, we were very, very lucky because I think only for the vets in Liverpool, he'd have never seen a racetrack. If it was here in Ireland, he'd have been put down.
That's the late Tom Foley, a very popular man. Now, another interesting racing story. Patrick Mullins is considering the possibility of turning professional ahead of the Cheltenham Festival after it was confirmed yesterday amateurs would not be allowed to ride at the meeting due to COVID restrictions. The 12 times Irish amateur champion, I presume, had no intention of turning professional, but he's due to ride two favourites at the meeting, Kilcruet and Billaway. Today's racing is at Thurles. The first race there is at 2:20, and I've just been handed by Brian Jennings news from France. Significant rugby story. France have suspended training following a new COVID-19 case within their Six Nations squad. So that definitely throws the game at the weekend into big doubt. We'll have more on that later.